Good afternoon, everybody. The meeting of the House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee will now come to order. It is now 1:03, and the members present are Representative Neil Foster, who is my co-chair, Representative Pete Higgins, Representative Shelley Hughes, Representative Laura Reinbold, Representative Max Grunberg, and Representative Dan Sadler. And my name is Gabrielle Ledoux, and I am the co-chair of this committee. And just before we begin, I intend to conduct this committee in a relatively informal matter. And so to begin with, let's reflect that, let the record reflect that we have a quorum present to conduct business. Please turn off your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Before we get started, I'd like to introduce Lisa Vaught, who is the Military and Veterans Affairs staff member. And is Paul LaBelle here? I'll introduce Paul LaBelle, who is Representative Foster's staff member for this committee. Alex Judiche, who is with the LIO office, and Chris Jones, who is with Records. And today we are going to hear House Bill 67, which is the Vietnam Veterans Day bill. And here to speak about this bill is Representative Steve Thompson. Representative Thompson, do you want to come up and introduce your bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Steve Thompson. I'm the state representative from House District Number 3, and I want to thank the committee for hearing our House Bill 67 bill today. House Bill 67 is a pretty simple, straightforward bill. It has to do with naming March 29th as the Vietnam Veterans Day each year. And if you look at the history, in 2012, the United States Senate and the President designated March 29th as Vietnam Veterans Day. But going even further back, on March 29th, 1973, President Nixon, all the U.S. troops withdrew from Vietnam, and President Nixon named Vietnam Veteran Day first way back then. Over 30%, or nearly 30% of all U.S. all of Alaska's citizens are veterans of the military, and the vast majority are veterans from the Vietnam era. I myself am a veteran from the Vietnam era, but I spent all of my time at Fort Wainwright up in Fairbanks, so I didn't end up going to Vietnam. But back when 1973, when the Vietnam veterans came home, they weren't welcomed home very cordially. In fact, they were ridiculed at times, and it's high time that we recognize that that was the end of a 10-year conflict that a lot of veterans spent a lot of time and a lot of sacrifice. So this is just the right thing for Alaska to do, is name March 29th, the last day that we withdrew from Hanoi. It's time that we recognize these veterans by naming this Vietnam Veterans Day. And if there's any questions, my staff, Brody Anderson, will be here to back up what I'm doing. He's a veteran also. So I thank you for hearing the bill, and I'll take any questions, or we'll have Brody maybe answer those questions.
All right. Thank you very much, Representative Thompson. Are there any questions from the committee? Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. It's a pleasure to see you there. Representative Thompson, quick question. This has been a lot of years coming. Have there been other, in the absence of this kind of formal anniversary or holiday in Alaska, have there been any other informal observances, any other informal customs associated with this date in Alaska or in the nation?
Well, with the Vietnam veterans, like I said, in 2012, the President and the Senate named March 29th as Vietnam Veterans Day. As far as other states themselves, I don't have any history on those, no. Is that what, through the chair, does that answer your question?
Actually, if I may follow up. The language does say there shall be suitable observances and exercises. Can you give us some idea of what might be considered suitable exercises and observances of Vietnam Veterans Day in Alaska?
Through the chair, Representative Sadler, I assume that they're like the VFWs, American Legion posts, different local organizations might have some special ceremonies or even parades on that particular date. But it would be up to each individual community and each individual group if they wanted to so observe it.
Representative Foster and then Representative Hughes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Do you know if there have been efforts to designate a Vietnam Veterans Day in the past year? It's 1973 was, you know, quite some time ago, and I'm just curious. I would have thought that there would have been, you know, efforts in the past, and I'm just curious, you know, if there were, if you've seen anything in your research that you've come across.
Through the chair, Representative Foster, yes, there has been. I don't know how many times, but I know that last year there was a similar bill to this that did pass through the House and never got to the end of the session, though. So this is a time that we bring it back and say, you know, this is a good thing. But it did was brought forward last year, but it didn't get through the entire bodies.
Thank you. Representative Hughes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative Thompson, for bringing this bill forward. My husband is a Vietnam vet, so I was happy to see this. And from stories he's told me, I know that it is very true. He experienced personally the lack of a welcome home, and it was not good. And so that it is important to honor those folks. I didn't quite catch, you said the percentage of veterans in our state. May I ask you that again? And do you know the number, what that would be as far as?
Through the chair, Representative Hughes. It's close to 30%. I know it's probably under that a little bit, but we're close to 30%. We're the highest in the nation as far as per capita having veterans. And I don't know the number of veterans that are from the Vietnam era, but veterans in the state of Alaska are the highest in the nation.
Follow up.
Thank you. And I would be interested, I don't know if that is something we could get as to the number of Vietnam vets, but if we could get that number, it would be helpful to know. And then I just want to make one other comment. 1973, this is 2013, so we are at the 40th year anniversary of the end of that, or at least pulling the U.S. troops out. I noticed that your bill didn't have any effective date. Did you consider trying to, I know the legislative session doesn't end until, is it April 14th, but did you consider perhaps hopefully getting this through so that it would be in effect so that we could have it at the 40th anniversary mark and make a big deal of it, I guess.
Through the chair, Representative Hughes, we had the Veterans Caucus meeting this morning and we talked about this very thing. We hope that it will get through both bodies and through the floors where we can have on that date, the governor signed the bill here in Juneau, and have a lot of veterans and veteran organizations present when we do that. So that's what we're hoping for.
Follow up, Representative Hughes, and then Representative Reinbold.
Thank you. I think that's a great idea, and I hope that it happens.
Representative Reinbold?
Yes, I'm thrilled that Shelley, and I'm sure many others, or excuse me, Representative Hughes, pointed that out, that it's the 40th year. I think that's incredible, and I would absolutely think it was great if we were able to do it this year. I'm going to ask a question in regards to what's the feeling amongst Vietnam vets? Are they happy about this? I mean, have we polled them? Is this something that they're looking forward to? Or is there any concern amongst any of them that you're aware of?
Through the chair, Representative Reinbold, very much so. I mean, I've heard a lot of people make comments that they are Vietnam veterans and that they think this is a great idea. And my staff, Brody Anderson, has talked to a lot of veterans also, and you might want to hear from him.
Mr. Anderson, please identify yourself for the record.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Brody Anderson, staff to Representative Steve Thompson. The one group that we have officially talked to that actually came and spoke with the Veterans Caucus staff, Aaron Schroeder, is AVAC, which is the Alaska Veterans Advisory Council, and they don't officially take positions on bills normally, but this is something that they've expressed one support for, and to the point to where they were going to try to maybe possibly get a resolution or a letter of support for, and that the chairman of that council is Joe Fields. And so it just didn't happen to line up today to have it ready for this committee. But they're the ones that go around and do all the advocacy work for veterans around the state through, you know, in association with our veterans department or division.
Thank you. Are there any more questions, Representative Sadler?
Sure. Actually, Representative Thompson, there was some reference made in some of your supporting documents about the distinction between having the anniversary of the celebration being March 29 versus March 30th. I want to give the opportunity to speak to the reason for that distinction.
I will turn that over
to Mr. Anderson.
Thank you, through the chair, Representative. The distinction was the difference between March 30th and March 29th. And the reason why there was a little bit of the reason why we felt that we should put some documentation in, early on, some of the early states that did pass some sort of Vietnam Recognition Day started with a movement called Welcome Home Vietnam Vets. And that day was designated March 30th. And the idea behind it was that they left Vietnam on March 29th, they would come home on the 30th, even though there's always a lag. So the idea was welcome home. Unfortunately, as a few of the earlier states started to pass these, California being the first nearly 13 years ago, documents started to come out that actually March 30th for Vietnam vets isn't always the best day. And I have, you know, in that the references that I gave you in the packet was two of the biggest issues that they had was March 30th, 1972 was the first day in which the North Vietnamese Army violated the Paris Peace Accords and invaded South Vietnam. So for, you know, to celebrate a holiday or a recognition day on a day that Vietnam veterans take very personal, that they were being, while they were being pulled out, the other army was violating a peace accord. And then finally, 3 years later, you have March 30th, 1975, where the first major South Vietnamese town, Da Nang, which was pretty controversial in the history of the Vietnam War, actually fell to the North Vietnamese Army. So for Vietnam vets who personally fought in Da Nang, personally were there when they got withdrawn on the 29th, it caused a little bit of a heartache. So there was a shift at that point to recognize the actual day of when the troops withdrew, which is similar to May 8th, which is VE Day, Victory in Europe, and then also VJ or V-Day, which is August 14th, which was the end of World War II for troops in the Pacific.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Representative Grunberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If we want to make this effective this year, we need an amendment to the bill. We need an immediate effective date. So I would move the conceptually title change and adding Section 2 with an immediate effective date.
And can I ask how the sponsor of the bill feels about that?
Madam Chair, I think it's an excellent idea. That would make sure that we get it done timely so we can do this on March 29th for the signing of the bill.
Okay. So, did you make a formal motion? Well, my cheat sheet doesn't go over this, so I'm going to try to remember from when I was here about 5 years ago. Representative Grunberg.
I move that we amend the bill to add an immediate effective date, conceptual amendment.
Okay.
That'd be amendment number one.
That's amendment number one. So, I'm going down. Representative Grunberg, how do you vote on this?
Yes.
Representative Sadler?
Actually, no objection or the secondary follow.
Are there any objections to this? Well, hearing no objections, amendment number one is adopted. So, are there any more comments or questions from the committee? Representative Hughes.
I have one that's slightly related to the bill, but it came up in discussion, and as a newcomer, you mentioned you reviewed it with the Veterans Caucus, and I just was wondering who is on the Veterans Caucus. I knew one existed, but I guess, and are they veterans themselves then?
Through the chair, Representative Hughes, yes, there is a Veterans Caucus that includes Senate and House. Senator Hudgens is the Senate co-chair. I myself am the House co-chair for that. on that, there's quite a bunch of veterans that are the legislators. You have to be a legislator to be on the Legislative Veterans Caucus. So it's quite a good group. We've got a lot of things already planned before the end of the session where you'll see some activities put on by us. But we're working on a lot of things not related to this bill, but there's some good things in the works.
Representative Hughes, follow-up.
So you have to be a legislator. Do you have to be a veteran as well?
Yes,
okay,
you do.
Thank you.
That was going to be my question, Representative Hughes. Any other questions? Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A brief comment. I think that having been in your position, and I understand that, although not a veteran, I understand that ceremonies and traditions and the formalities are important elements of the military life. They're not just for show. They mean an awful lot. And there's been a hole in America's heart for a long time about this. And I think, although it's a long time past, I think the gesture is important. I think the sentiment's important. And I appreciate you bringing this forward, and I look forward to voting for this.
Further comments? Representative Foster.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to say that we have so many of our vets who are still with us today, but we also have so many of our vets who have passed on. And I think this is a great and special thing for the families of those vets when, you know, it comes time to remembering the great things that they've done in their lives. And so I think this is something that's special for the families as well. So I appreciate that, and thank you.
Further questions or comments? Well, then I guess I'd just like to say that it seems to me that this bill is long overdue, like maybe about 40 years or so. But, you know, reflecting upon this, the end of the Vietnam War and how our veterans were treated then, and the wars in the Middle East, and it seems like that regardless of how one felt about those wars, people had at least learned the lesson that our veterans were to be respected, which was good. So, we've heard the bill now. So now we're going to take public testimony. Is there anyone present in the committee room who would like to testify? Is there anybody online who would like to testify? So, I guess we're going to close public testimony. Are there any further questions from the committee? Well, then I would entertain a motion to move HB 67 from committee with amendments.
Yes, a committee substitute.
Pardon me?
It'll be a committee substitute.
Are there any objections? Then committee substitute for 28-LS-0308/A with amendments and individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. It is moved from committee, and we stand adjourned at 1:21.